弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
无论此时此刻你身在哪里，愿耶稣基督所赐的平安与每一个弟兄姐妹同在。
No matter where you are, we wish the peace that Jesus gave you will be with you.
先给大家看几张照片。
First, let's take a look, couple pictures.
这是昨天呢，我们教会组织孩子们借着复活节这个机会呢，组织捡彩蛋的活动。
This is from yesterday. Our church organized a Easter egg hunt activity for the children.
每年到这个复活节前后，我们都会组织孩子这样的活动。
Every year around the Easter time, we'll organize activity as such.
昨天天气也特别好，我们也是借着这个机会哈，给大家派发圣餐盒。
Yesterday, the weather was wonderful. We used this opportunity to deliver the communion cup.
好多弟兄姐妹有大概1年多的时间没有彼此见面了。
Many brother and sister haven't seen each other for over a year.
所以大家见面的时候，真的是觉得倍感亲切。
And when we saw each other, we feel very dear.
那昨天呢，很多小朋友来参加这个捡蛋的活动。
So many children came to participate in the egg hunt.
我们有这个做手工，我们还有折纸的活动给他们预备。
We prepared origami and many crafts.
那一共有22个小朋友啊，来参加这个活动，童工们都做了非常精心的预备。
So there were 22 children participated. Co-worker really worked hard preparing them.
那我们当中的青少年啊，也是被组织起来来服侍这些小孩子们。
So our youths are also participate in helping out the children.
那我们也特别感谢哈，这对这个年轻人啊，就是 Vincent 和 Eileen，他们是这个在我们当中哈，带领青少年服侍这些年轻人。
We give a special thanks to the couple, Vincent and Elaine. They were helping out greatly yesterday.
随着天气的渐渐变暖啊，我们这样的室外的活动呢，会越来越多。
As the weather getting better, we'll have more and more of those outdoor activities.
1年前呢，我们是转变心态哈，从一个教会社会开放的状态呢，进入到隔离的状态。
A year ago, we were prepared from an open gathering to isolation and quarantine.
那从现在开始啊，提醒弟兄姐妹，我们也要调整心态了。
From now on, we need to adjust our heart to the other way.
慢慢的，我们要走出来。
And gradually, we'll start to open up.
时候到的时候，我们恢复实体的聚会。
When time comes, we'll resume to church in person.
我们非常期待那一天早日的到来。
We are really looking forward to that day.
今天是棕榈主日。
Today is Palm Sunday.
在2000年前，耶稣基督是在这一天进入最后一次进入圣城耶路撒冷。
Over 2,000 years ago, this was the day that Jesus last entered Jerusalem.
就像今天的宣召的经文告诉我们的那样，当耶稣基督最后进入圣城耶路撒冷的时候，许多人出来欢迎他。
Just like Brother Kwan had read from the Bible, when he entered into Jerusalem last time, many people came to cheer him on.
他们举着棕榈树的叶子，也把那个棕榈树的叶子铺在地上来欢迎耶稣基督，像欢迎一个君王一样。
They held the palm branch and also they laid down the branch on the ground. They welcomed Jesus as a king.
所以这是为什么这一天被称为棕榈主日？
That is why this is the day is called Palm Sunday.
那从棕榈主日之后的一个星期啊，就是主耶稣基督复活的日子，所以下个主日我们会一起聚集庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
So 1 week from today is the Sunday, is the Resurrection Sunday, and we will celebrate his resurrection together.
那今天和下一个主日呢，我们主日的信息都是集中在耶稣基督的最后的时刻的时间里。
This Sunday and next Sunday will focus on the last hours of Christ on earth.
借着这一段特别的时间，我们集中我们的心思意念来思考耶稣基督所成就的。
We utilize this time and concentrate our mind to pondering what he has accomplished for us.
今天我们接着路加福音23章26到43节的经文来思考，他在从被判死刑到走向哥哥他被钉在十字架上这一段时间，他所遇到的一些人。
Today we'll utilize the passage from Luke 23, 26 to 43, from his com he was convicted to he walked to the Golgotha and crucified on the cross the people he has met.
借着与这些人的相遇，
Through the encounter with those people.
耶稣基督的不同的侧面被彰显出来。
You can see the all aspect and facets of Christ.
他的生命是这样的完美和丰盛。
His life is so perfect and abundant.
借着他所讲的话，借着他对待不同的人的所做的事情，让我们更清楚地认识耶稣是怎样一位完美的救主。
Through the words he's spoken, through the way he treated different people, we can fully understand he is a perfect savior to us.
盼望在今年2021年这个受难周复活节的期间，我们可以更多的明白耶稣基督的爱。
We wish that through this year, 2021, through this week, that we could understand more of him.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天上的父，我们要敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to worship you.
我们何等期待，真是将来那一天，我们可以面对面的与你在永恒当中相遇。
We're so longing for that day that we could face to face meet you in eternity.
可以永远的与你同在，永不分开。
We can be with you and never be apart again.
我们知道，即使到那一天的时候，我们要称颂十字架的救赎。
We know that until even that day, we will still that worship the salvation of the cross.
永永远远的赞美耶稣基督在十字架上所彰显的你的慈爱和信实。
Well, forever to worship that through the cross sacrifice, he manifests his love to us.
因着主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的，永远的改变了我们的生命。
Because he has accomplished on the cross, forever changed our life.
谢谢你，你真的是这样的心肠，不断的向我们显明，你就是愿万人得救，不愿一个人沉沦。
哦，你的那个，我先关了，我已经放回去了。
Thank you, Lord, for that you have shown us your heart will not let anyone to get lost.
求你帮助我们更多的明白你这一种长阔高深的爱。
Help us to understand your profound love even more.
求圣灵浇灌在我们的心中，让耶稣基督的爱不断的显明在我们的里面。
May the Lord pour Himself, the Holy Spirit, into our heart that we could understand and know Him more.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在今天的经文当中，我们会遇到四组的人。
In today's passage, we'll encounter four groups of people.
第一组是一个人，他的名字叫西门。
The first group is one person, his name is Simon.
第二组呢，是一群人，是一群的妇女。
The second group is a group of people, a group of women.
第三组呢，是两个犯人，是跟耶稣同钉十字架的两个人。
The third group are two criminals that's crucified on the cross along with Christ.
那第四组人呢，也是一群人，包括官府的人、兵丁和百姓。
The fourth group is a group of people, including the rulers and the people.
今天让我们来看一看，当耶稣基督遇到这四类的人的时候，他如何彰显他自己内在的品性。
So today, let's take a closer look. When he encountered those people, he revealed himself to us.
我们先来看一看这个古利奈人西门。
First, let's take a look Simon from Cyrene.
路加福音23章26节提到他说，带耶稣去的时候，有一个古利奈人西门从乡下来，他们就抓住他，把十字架搁在他身上，叫他背着跟随耶稣。
From the book of Luke 23:26, as they led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus.
带耶稣去的时候，是谁带耶稣基督去呢？是那些罗马兵丁。
As they led Jesus away, who are the people? Those are Roman soldiers who led him away.
所以这一段的经文是从在比拉多面前已经定耶稣基督要定十字架之后所发生的。
This is this story happened. He was already convicted, already about to be crucified on the cross.
罗马兵丁就带着耶稣从定罪的地方呢。走向要行刑的地方就是那个哥哥他。
So the Roman soldiers led him from where he was convicted to the place he will be crucified is Golgotha.
这个哥哥他这个地方呢，就在耶路撒冷的城外不远的地方，是一座小山。
The place named Golgotha is not far away from Jerusalem. It's a small hill.
所以这个西门呢，是路过这里的人，他并不是跟这件事有直接相关的人。
So the person named Simon, he was merely a passenger. He has not related to any of these things.
他也不是来自愿帮助耶稣基督的，他是被强迫被抓来帮耶稣背十字架的。
He did not come here willingly to help. He was just seized by the soldiers to help.
这里讲说他是从乡下来的啊，这个古利奈呢，实际上是北非的一座城市。
Over here it says he came from a country, Cyrene is a North Africa city.
这是一个从北非来的人，他可能以前也没有遇见过耶稣，可能甚至都没有听过耶稣基督的事情，但是就在这个时候呢。特别的一个场合被抓来帮耶稣背十字架。
So he was from the northern part of Africa. He perhaps he never even heard of Jesus. At this time, he just randomly get the call to help.
在马可福音特别记载西门的时候，特别提到说他是亚历山大和鲁弗的父亲，把他两个儿子的名字也记在这里。
In the book of Mark,mentioned that he was the father of Alexandra and Luke. He has two sons.
这说明什么呢?
What does that mean?
说明他两个儿子是当时的教会里面的人，大家都熟悉他们。
It means that his two sons were in the church. People are familiar with them.
所以为了介绍他父亲是谁呢，特别把他的儿子，大家熟悉这两个人的名字提一下。大家就知道，原来西门是这两个人的父亲。
So in order to mention this, this person, they mentioned the two sons people are familiar with.
保罗在写罗马书最后的时候也提到他的儿子和他妻子的名字。
Paul wrote the book of Rome. He also mentioned Simon's son and his wife's name.
甚至讲到说鲁弗就是西门的儿子，鲁弗的母亲也是保罗的母亲，这样亲近的人。
Even mentioned that one of his son's mother is also Paul's mom, that to draw a close relationship.
我们就知道说，借着西门这一次似乎是偶然的与耶稣基督的相遇呢，他的生命被改变。
So over here it says, through just a seemingly random act, life of Simon has changed.
不仅西门一个人的生命改变了，连他全家的人，他的妻子，他的两个儿子的生命都被改变。
Not only his life changed, his whole family, including his wife and two sons, their life also changed.
在这一段里面没有记载说耶稣对西门讲过什么话。
In this passage, we did not see that what Jesus talked to him about.
但是西门却很近的与耶稣基督相遇。
But Simon had this very close encounter with Christ.
背着耶稣基督的十字架，跟耶稣基督同行了一段路。
He carried the cross for Christ and walked along with him for a while.
就是借着这简短的一段的路，他能够亲身的感受到耶稣基督那样一个完美的生命。
Through this short passage, he could deeply understand the life that inside Christ.
当他的生命一旦这样近距离的看耶稣基督对人的态度，看耶稣基督在受苦的时候，那种的反应的时候，他就知道这位耶稣基督是一位不同常人的人。
Just from merely watch this short distance from what Jesus said, what Jesus behaved when he encountered people, he can fully understand the life inside Christ is different.
为什么西门被抓来替耶稣背十字架呢？
Why Simon was seized to carry the cross for Christ?
显然不是罗马兵丁的好心。
It's not because the soldier of a Roman soldier is compassionate.
也不是西门的自愿。
It's not by Simon's willingness.
罗马兵丁的任务就是完成这件事啊，完成这个把基督耶稣钉在十字架上这件任务。
The soldier was merely carried out a duty that to execute their prisoner.
但是显然耶稣基督已经没有力气继续背着他的十字架往前走了。
At that point, obvious that Christ was tormented and he had no strength to carry the cross.
以至于好像这件事情没有办法继续下去了，罗马兵丁才会想到这个办法，找另外一个人来帮他背十字架。
To a point that their mission could not be carried out. Therefore, they seized Simon to help out.
一个33岁的年轻力壮的正当盛年的主耶稣基督，为什么到这个时候，到一个地步，连十字架的这个木头都背不动了呢？
A 33 years old man, young man at his prime, should be strong.Because of what? He's not able to carry the cross made of wood.
从这个记载我们就知道当时耶稣基督已经被折磨到毫无力气的地步。
From this, we can understand he was tortured and tormented to the point he was so weak, not able to carry it.
前一天晚上他被抓，十几个小时他没有休息过。
The night before he was captured, over half a day, he never rested.
没有吃，没有喝，受尽了各种的审判、羞辱和鞭打。
He They gave him no food, no water. He was humiliated. He was tortured.
尤其是当他被钉了十字架的死罪之后，他被交在罗马兵丁的手中被鞭打。
Especially, he was convicted, and the crime, he was about to be crucified, and he was flagged by the soldier.
在钉十字架之前的那种的鞭打是非常残忍。
The flag they gave him is very cruel.
那不是一般的鞭子。
That's not just an ordinary belt.
因为在鞭子上面绑上各种的骨刺啊、铁钉啊，用来鞭打人。
Those are, there are spikes, metal spikes on the belt to flag people.
一鞭下去啊，这个人就会皮开肉绽。
And one stroke down, all the flesh will be teared apart.
为什么到这个地步，耶稣已经好像走路的力气、背东西的力气都没有了呢？
So, to this point, he has no strength left to walk, to carry things.
就是因为啊，在罗马兵丁的手下所受到这种残酷的折磨。
Because he was severely tortured by the soldier.
所以在这幅场景当中，我们深入去思考的时候，我们就知道耶稣基督所受的真的是一种非人的待遇。
So if you take a deeper look, you will see that he was treated inhuman.
可以说是这是世界上最大的一场的冤案。
We could say this is the biggest unjust case in this world.
这个没有罪的人被定为有罪哈，这是世界上常常会有的。
A person who has not sin to get the wrongfully punished, it's common.
耶稣在被审的时候，审判他的审判官都想放他，因为查不出他有什么罪了。
When they were ruling the case, even the ruler wanted to set him free because they couldn't find any crime he committed.
三次比拉多说，我查不出他有什么罪来，我送去希律王，希律王也查不出他什么罪来。没有该死的罪，我要释放他。
Three times, the pirate said, "I have not find any crime he committed." He wanted to set him free.
但是是犹太人、耶稣本族的人在那里呼喊说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
But those are the Jew. He's from his own countrymen who cry out loud.Crucify him, crucify him.
耶稣是无罪的人被定为有罪哈，这件事情世界上也常常会发生的。
A person who has no, did not commit any crime got wrongfully accused, it can happen.
但是为什么说耶稣的这场的案子是最大的冤案呢？
But why do we say this is the greatest unjust case?
就是说耶稣在世上是唯一一个在上帝的面前从来没有犯罪的人。
Because Christ is the one and only person have not committed sin in front of God on this earth.
这样一个唯一没有在神的面前讲过错话，做过错事，甚至他的心思意念都没有得罪过上帝的人，竟被定罪。
He was the only kind of person have no wrongful thought, have not committed any crime or sin, have not said anything wrong in front of God. Only innocent men have been convicted.
不仅是定罪，而且是定了死罪。
Not only convicted, but sentenced to death.
不仅是定了死罪，而是被判处了世界上最严酷的一个死刑。
Not only sentenced to death, but sentenced to the most cruel death on this earth.
就是十字架上慢慢的让人的血，让人的呼吸没有办法进行，最后窒息而死。
is that crucified on the cross with the blood drained out, with the people unable to breathe on the cross.
当一个人受冤屈的时候，他心里会想什么？
When one was wronged, what will he or she say?
当一个受冤屈的人，他有机会开口的时候，他会讲什么样的话呢？
If the person able to speak out when they were wrongfully accused, what will they say?
我们通常见到的是，人一旦有机会，他就会喊冤呢。
Usually after people have been wronged, once they have a chance, they'll speak, they'll call out.
他心中因为受冤所积压的那种的愤恨，那种的苦毒，那种会一下借着他的言语，借着他的态度表现出来。
The backlog of resentment, bitterness, and hurt in the heart was spewed out.
然而，当耶稣基督被钉上十字架以后，他讲的第一句话是什么？
However, when Christ was crucified on the cross, the first sentence he said.What is that?
是苦毒、怨恨和咒诅吗？
Is it bitterness, resentment?
都不是。
No.
他在十字架上讲的第一句话说，父啊，求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
The first sentence he said on the cross is, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
他不但没有怨恨、苦毒和那种好像伤害的爆发，而是在为钉他十字架、折磨他、处死他的这些人来祈求上帝的饶恕和赦免。
Not only he did not express any resentment, bitterness, and curse people, he instead he called out forgiveness for the people who tormented him.
就是这样的生命。
This is the kind of life.
就是这样，耶稣基督充满饶恕、怜悯、恩慈的生命。
This is the life full of forgiveness, mercy, and grace.
当这个古利奈人西门遇见的时候，他就不一样了。
That's why the Simon from Cyrene encountered with Christ, he was forever changed.
这是为什么？当我们这两千年来教会历史历代传福音的时候，都是要抓住这一点，怎么能够改变人的生命，让人的生命发生这种转变呢？
That's why over the 2000 Christian history, this is the one thing we hang on tight, how to change one's life.
就是坚持不断的传讲耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
That is, continue to preach that Christ died on the cross.
把耶稣基督的怜悯、饶恕、他满足上帝公义的审判，这样一个完美的生命呈现在世人的面前。
To that show the world that he has mercy and grace, he had fulfilled punishment from God for us.
任何人的生命如果真正明白耶稣基督所做的，真正遇见了这位钉十字架从死里复活的耶稣基督，他的生命是不可能不改变。
Everyone's life, if they truly understand and their life is have the true encounter with Christ, his life will be changed.
这就是以赛亚书早在耶稣基督来之前七百年就告诉我们要发生的事。
This is what recorded in the book of Isaiah, was 700 years before Christ was born, that recorded to us.
以赛亚书53章第三节到第五节说，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
From Isaiah 53:3-5, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men had hid their face, he was despised, and we esteem him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wound we are healed.
耶稣忍受了这场的冤案，是因为他在代替我们。
Christ suffered this unjust case because he was in our place.
他是在忍受承受我们因我们犯罪所带来的刑罚。
He suffered the punishment because of our sins.
而且在做这件事情的时候，耶稣心里毫无怨言，他是甘心情愿地为我们忍受这一切的刑罚。
While he was suffering, in his heart, there was no resentment. He willingly taking on this punishment for us.
为什么他要这样做呢？
Why did he do it?
因为他爱我们。
Because he loved us.
他要用他的爱来呼唤我们来归向他。
He's calling us with his love to go back to him.
他要用他的爱来支撑我们一生来跟随他走这样的一个永生的道路。
He uses love to sustain us to follow him in this earth.
我们自己无法做到的啊，来赎罪这件事情在神的面前，他亲自为我们做到了。
We could not do this atonement in front of God, but he did for us.
然后之后他就把这一个永生的礼物摆在我们的面前，让凡是信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So he gave us this eternal life, so whoever receives it will not be destroyed but have eternal life.
每一次我们看十字架的时候，都是神再次对我们讲话，说他爱我们。
Every time we look upon the cross, there's always God revealed us, he loved us.
我们信耶稣基督的人，当遇到难处的时候，我们都要回到十字架的面前来思想，神的爱是不改变的。
For us, hold on just... I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. 神的爱在十字架上不断地来向我们显明，他宁可为我们死，爱到这种地步，他还有什么东西保留不赐给我们呢？
Through the cross, crucifixion sacrifice, he revealed to us he has nothing reserved not to give us.
这是改变西门的生命的那一种爱的能力。
This is the power that has changed Simon's life.
当我们领受啊基督的这种爱的时候，我们的生命也一定会被改变。
If we accept this gift from God, our life will be forever changed.
好，第二组人耶稣遇到的哈是一群的妇女。
The second group are group of women.
这是在27节开始哈，有许多百姓跟随耶稣，内中有好些妇女，妇女们为他嚎啕痛哭。
This is from verse 27. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him.
耶稣转身对他们说，耶路撒冷的女子，不要为我哭，当为自己和自己的儿女哭，因为日子要到，人必说，不生育的和未曾怀胎的，未曾乳养婴孩的有福了。
Jesus turned and said to him, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourself and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never born and the breast have never nursed.
那时人要向大山说倒在我们身上，向小山说遮盖我们。这些事既行在有汁水的树上，那枯干的树将来怎么样呢？
Then they will say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?
啊，这一段记载了耶稣对这些妇女所讲的话。
This passage recorded what Jesus said to the woman.
这是耶稣从被定罪到走上哥哥他被定十字架之间讲的唯一的一段话被记载下来。
This is the only passage from when he was convicted to crucified. This is the only time during this journey he spoke.
之后他在十字架上一共讲了七句话是很有名的。
And later on, when he was crucified on the cross, he spoke seven sentences, very famous.
在这之前，他在被审的过程当中，在公会面前，在比拉多面前都讲了很多话。
Before this, he spoke many words when he was in front of Pilate, in front of the court.
但这一段的话是在他走在这个去哥哥他的路上唯一被记下来的。
But this passage, the only passage, was recorded during the journey to the cross.
那借着这一段话，耶稣的意思在他的意思是什么呢？
Through this passage, what Jesus meant to say?
显然是耶稣基督要对人所讲的很重要的一个信息。
Obviously, it's an important message he wanted to let people know.
他说耶路撒冷的女子啊，不要为我哭。
He said, Woman of Jerusalem, do not weep for me.
这些人为什么为耶稣哭泣呢？
Why were the women weeping for him?
而且哭得很惨呢，是嚎啕痛哭。
It's the situation is very sad. They were wailing.
因为他们看到耶稣基督被鞭打，没有力气行走，他们觉得很可怜呢。
Because they feel a sorrow for Christ because he was tortured and he has no strength to even walk.
被人这样的对待啊啊，这苦害，他们真是心有不忍呢，这是人之常情。
Because they feel especially sad and sorrowful because Christ was wrongfully treated and tormented.
那耶稣借着这个机会呢，是让人思考最终的审判。
But Jesus used this opportunity to have people pondering to the final judgment.
如今耶稣基督在承担世人的罪而受的这种的刑罚鞭打。
While Christ suffered for the sin of the of this world, he was flagged and tortured.
是指向上帝将来公义的审判所说的。
Oh, he pointed to the God's just judgment day.
他说，因为日子要到，人必说不生育的和未曾怀胎的、未曾乳养婴孩的有福了。
He talked about the day will come that people will say, Blessed are the barren woman. The womb was never born, the breast has never nursed.
因为将来的审判是非常的厉害的。
Because the future judgment is very severe.
三十节说，那时人要向大山说倒在我们身上，向小山说遮盖我们。
At the time, people would say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, say, cover us.
当人面临上帝的公义的审判的时候，人宁愿山压在他身上来躲避上帝的愤怒。
When people facing God's judgment, they would rather be crushed by the mountain and could hide under the mountain.
这是在这个启示录里面有记载的。
This is also recorded in Revelation.
在启示录当神的审判降临到世间的时候，那时候的情景是人难以想象的。
When the God's final judgment descend upon this earth, people cannot imagine.
人向大山小山呼喊说倒在我们身上吧，因为他们要躲避上帝的愤怒的审判。
When people called upon the mountains and the hills to cover them because they want to escape from God's punishment.
启示录六章十二节说，揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像血，天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。
Revelation 6:12, I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of gold hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the star in the sky fell to earth, as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind.
天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来，山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
The sky receded like a scroll rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes and the generals, the rich and the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in the cave and among the rocks of the mountains.
这里特别提到这些世上最强壮的一批人，他们都要躲起来，为什么呢？十六节说，向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
Here talk about the strongest among us on the earth, even called out to the mountain and the rocks. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sit on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?
耶稣特地在对耶路撒冷的妇女讲这段话，是要让人思考最终的神的审判。
Jesus spoke to the woman of Jerusalem. He wants people to ponder in the future, the final judgment.
耶稣基督就是将来那个审判的主。
Jesus is the Lord of the judgment.
他知道将来的审判是一个什么样的情景。
He knows the situation of the final judgment.
他在提醒那些还有机会在地上快快悔改的人，不要只是好像看到我这么可怜，为我哭泣，要想想你们自己和你们的儿女，世人呐，快快的回转，脱离罪恶，脱离黑暗，躲避上帝愤怒的审判。
He wanted to remind the people, do not feel pity for him while he was suffering. Help them to look into the future that people's sin will be judged, and the final judgment is terrifying.
这是审判的主耶稣基督亲自讲的。
This is the Lord of the judgment spoke himself.
提早让我们知道将来要发生的事情，让我们对上帝有一个敬畏的心能够产生。
He wants to remind us way ahead that so we could have a reverence heart towards God.
对于我们今天仍然活在地上的人，我们基督徒，我们要对神有这样一个敬畏的心，远离罪恶。
Also remind us, we still live on the earth. We ought to have a reverence, the attitude towards God.
今天我们很小心地躲避病毒的感染。
Today we are very carefully try to avoid the infection of the virus.
出门要戴上口罩，要保持社交距离，要常常的洗手，生怕被小小的病毒能够传染上。
We wear masks and kept social distancing, washing our hands. We're so fearful not to be infected by the small virus.
也盼望我们能够用这样一种的心态，能够 非常小心的不被罪恶的病毒所沾染。
We hope that we could have the same attitude, that we be very careful not to be entangled with the virus of sin.
因为将来我们都要面对面见到这位圣洁审判的主。
Because in the final day, we'll face to face to the Lord who held the judgment.
好，第三组人呢，我们遇到的是两个犯人。
The third group of people are two criminals.
32节说，又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方名叫毒楼地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。
In Luke 23:32 says, two other men, both criminals,were also led out with him to be executed. And when they came to the place called the skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other one on his left.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。丁丁就研究分他的衣服。
Jesus said,Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
到了39节说，那同定的两个犯人，有一个讥诮他，说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
One of the criminals who hung there hurled insult at him, Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us.
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕审吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what we already deserve.But this man has done nothing wrong.
就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise.
这两个犯人犯的罪没有太大的区别。
Those two criminals, their crimes are similar.
他们所受的刑罚是一样的，都是钉十字架。
They get all the same judgment. They're both crucified on the cross.
甚至当他们刚刚被钉在十字架上一开始的时候，他们也都一样，都用言语来讥诮耶稣。
Even at the way beginning, when they're both crucified on the cross, they spoke the same. They're mocking at Christ.
但是这两个人最终的结局却是一个天上一个地下。
But the final result between the two criminals, one is in heaven, one is in the hell.
其中一个当天就跟耶稣进入了乐园。
One of the criminals enter into the paradise with Christ the same day.
而另外一个当天就进入到那个永远的审判当中。
And the other one in the same day enter into eternal judgment.
他们之间唯一的产生这个区别的原因是什么？
So the only difference among them is what?
就是其中一个在他离开世界之前他做了一件事情。
It is one of them before he left this earth, he did one thing.
他开始呼求耶稣的拯救。
He started call out for the salvation from Christ.
就是这样一个发自内心的一个转变的悔改的祷告拯救了他。
This is come from the bottom of the heart, a cry for help saved him.
他说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
He said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他意识到耶稣不同于常人。
He realized that Jesus is different from ordinary people.
耶稣的死不是他的终结。
The death of Christ is not the end.
是他在德国降临的路上所必须发生的一件事。
It's this one stop along his journey when he came back with his kingdom.
而且他认耶稣基督是一个君王，所以他才能够去德国再回来。
He recognized Jesus is a king because he'll obtain his kingdom, then return.
当他这样向耶稣基督发出这个祷告和呼喊的时候，他的人生的结局就不一样。
When he called out for help and in his prayer, then his final result is totally different.
即使他以前做了很多不堪的事情。
Even though he did many terrible things in the past.
即使他被定罪，这个他自己都讲说这是应当的，他被定死罪，定十字架是应当的，因为他犯了这种罪大恶极的罪。
Even though he was crucified on the cross, he even knew that he was deserved this punishment.
但是当他在生命的最后一刻转向耶稣的时候，
In his life's final moment, he turned towards Christ.
他就得救了。
And he was saved.
耶稣亲口向他应许说，你今天就跟我在乐园里。
Jesus spoke to him face to face.You will be with me in paradise.
我知道在我们当中很多的弟兄姐妹都在家人的得救，为家人得救在祷告。
We know that many brothers and sisters are praying for your family members of salvation.
我们很希望我们所爱的父母、配偶、儿女也跟我们一样，能够得永生，能够跟神永远在一起。
That we want...People we love, our parents, our spouse, our children, will enter into the eternal life with us.
但常常这些人的反应让我们很失望。
But we are very disappointed with our loved ones' response.
感觉好像好多年我们都向他们讲传福音的事情，但是好像他们都没有太多的改变。
It felt like so many years we preached the gospel to them, but their life have not changed.
好像他们的心很刚硬，好像在我们看来是没有希望他们可以信耶稣了。
It seems their heart is very hard. It seems hopeless that they will ever receive Christ as Savior.
但这个耶稣基督拯救两个犯人中的一个这一段的记载，盼望弟兄姐妹能够有这样的盼望和信心产生。
But through this one criminal story that hopefully gave you, brother and sister, hope in our heart for our family.
我们的神是蛮有怜悯的神。
Our God is full of mercy.
哪怕是在人生的最后一刻。
Even in one's final moment in their life.
哪怕是一个真心的祷告。
Even just one mere come from the heart prayer.
别人听不听到都不是重要的，只要神听见了。
It's not important to anybody else hear it. Just it matters.
最后得救的这个罪犯一样，可能连他的家人都不知道他最后得救了。
Just like this criminal that even maybe his family did not know he was saved.
但是他只要真心的回转来归向耶稣，上帝都会怜悯他。
As long as he turned his heart to Christ, God will have mercy on him.
所以当我们向家人传福音的时候，
So when we preach to our family,
要告诉他们耶稣是唯一的道路。
We'll tell them that Jesus is the only way.
我们要持续的向他们做这个见证。
Will be continually to testify Jesus' salvation to them.
而且不放弃，直到这是哪怕有最后的一线的机会，也祈求神能够怜悯他。
We should not give up until the last moment, and then Christ have mercy on them.
好，第四组人我们看到的哈，是这些的兵丁、官府和百姓。
The fourth group of people are talking about the soldier, the people, and the rulers.
35节说，百姓站在那里观看，官府也耻笑他，说他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
Verse 35, the people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at them. They said, he saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one.
兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝，说你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。
The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, if you are the king of Jews, save yourself.
在耶稣椅上有一个牌子，写着这是犹太人的王。
On top of Christ's head on the cross, there were a written notice above him, which read, this is the king of the Jews.
这些人是不信耶稣的人。
Those people who do not believe in Christ.
这些当耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，那些兵丁在忙着什么呢？在分他的衣服。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, what are the soldiers doing? They're casting lots to share his clothes.
他们戏弄他，拿醋给他喝。
They mock him and they try to feed him wine vinegar.
嘲笑他说，你若是犹太人的王，就可以救自己。
And they sneered and mocked at him and said, save yourself if you're truly the king of Jews.
所以这一类人，他们有一个共同的特点，就是说，他们难以想象说耶稣被钉在十字架上，这个耶稣是犹太人的王，他们不能够相信这一点。
This group of people, they have a common theme is they could not comprehend or understand if he indeed was the king of Jews.
对于罗马人，他们是有君王的，有凯撒。
The citizens of Roman, they have the king Caesar.
罗马的王皇帝他们是很强壮的哈，英勇善战的人。
The king, the Caesars of Roman is a great mighty warrior.
可以带领罗马的军队把其他的这个抵挡的势力全部灭绝的。
He could lead the armies to conquer other nations.
对他们来讲，一个软弱的、被人欺负都不还手也不还口、软软弱被钉在十字架上的这个耶稣，他怎么可能是王呢？
So to their point of view, a person who's weak and meek and do not fight back and crucified on the cross, how could he be king?
犹太人的百姓站在那里观看。
So the Jews sit there watching.
官府也在那耻笑说，你若能说你是救主，那你先救自己啊。
So the rulers laugh at him and see, if you're the savior, then save yourself first.
这些犹太人当中的很多人是在几天前在棕榈日的时候欢迎耶稣的人。
Many among the Jews that just merely a couple of days ago, they were there welcoming Christ to enter into Jerusalem.
当时他们好兴奋，耶稣来了，这个耶稣前几天刚刚使一个人从死里复活啊，他好大的能力。
So they were excited because this is the same Christ a couple of days ago and called, raised a person from death. So they were excited at the time.
我们的民族终于有希望了，罗马人不要想再辖制我们了，其他的民族不要再欺负我们了，我们现在有一个君王来到，哈塞纳来救我们了。
So finally, our nation has hope, will not be ruined by Romans, that we finally have a king who will lead us, who will fight for us, Hosanna.
有些人甚至猜测，这个犹大之所以要出卖耶稣，实际上是逼耶稣出手。
Some people would even guess that the reason Judah betrayed Christ because he forced Christ to fight back.
犹大和那批门徒当初也是跟着耶稣基督进耶路撒冷，是拥戴耶稣做王的。
Judah among all the other people who welcomed Jesus enter into Jerusalem to try to crown him as king.
但是一天过去了，两天过去了，耶稣并没有像他们期待的那样啊，打败这个罗马人，然后带领犹太人独立。
So days passed, Christ was not as they expected, that defeat the Romans to lead the people independent.
渐渐他们越来越失望，甚至转到耶稣的反面啊，要钉耶稣基督十字架。
So they were sorely disappointed. They turned to the opposite side.
有人猜想说，犹大卖了耶稣，是想把耶稣放到这个处境上，让他必须出手来。来消灭他的敌人。
Some people guess Judah betrayed Christ. It's forced Christ to take action to against the enemy.
但是出乎所有人的想象和预料的，耶稣到死都没有用这样一种的方式在地上称王。
But people are sorely disappointed that till his death, he did not do what they expected him to do.
所以到最后啊，连他所有的门徒都逃走了，站着人都在嘲笑他，罗马人也在嘲笑他，包括那些官府的人都嘲笑他一点，就说你不是王吗？但如今你连自己都救不了。
So to that point, all his disciples fled away. The Jews, the rulers, the soldiers all mocking at him and laughing at him. If you're the king, save yourself.
那耶稣正是一个真正的君王。
But Jesus indeed is the true king.
他不仅是君王，他还是万王之王。
He's not only a king, he's the king of kings.
他不是用武力征服的方式来称王的。
He did not win the people by force.
因为他的敌人不是人类。
His enemy is not humankind.
他的敌人是属灵的敌人，是那个魔鬼撒旦。
His enemy is a spiritual realm. It's devil.
他不可能在地上带领一群人打败另外一群人，因为这所有的人都是他所爱的，要拯救的。神爱世人。
He could not lead one group of people to fight the other group. All these people are.His people he loves, he wants to save them.
他的真正的敌人是属灵的敌人，是那个罪恶黑暗的权势。
His true enemy is the ruler of the dark world. It's in the spiritual realm.
他是通过这种救赎的方式，代死的方式，承担罪恶刑罚审判的方式来做王的。
His ways is through salvation, through the atonement, through in our place to his death in our place to become king.
耶稣基督是你的君王吗？
Is Jesus the king of your life?
我们有把我们的主权完全降服在耶稣的面前，让他做我们心中的王吗？
Did we surrender our power, our right to him? Let him be the king of our heart?
不再坚持我们来做主掌王权，而是在凡事上让他来做主吗？
That we no longer insist, we take control of everything, but in everything, let him have the decision on our life.
借着四类的人，耶稣彰显了他是我们的代赎，他是最终的审判的主宰，他是人得救唯一的道路，他是万王之王。
Through encounter with the four group of people, Jesus revealed himself. He is our atonement. He is the Lord of judgment. He's the only way for salvation. He is the King of kings.
但愿我们都愿意对主说，我们愿意降服。在主的面前。
May we all willing to say that we surrender in front